Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. House expected to vote today on a massive new stimulus bill in the face of the pandemic. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers. But it's unlikely to ever be taken up by the U.S. Senate, and even if it was and it passed, the president says he would veto that measure. A new poll finds fewer Americans practicing social distancing. The Gallup survey says 58% of people surveyed say they're completely or mostly isolating themselves. That's down from 68% just a few weeks ago. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred optimistic that the MLB will play an abbreviated schedule this season.
We are making plans about playing in empty stadiums.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Analysts had forecast a bad month for retail sales in April, but the results ended up being much worse than they expected. Retail sales fell 16.4% last month, nearly 5 points below the experts' predictions. It's about double the previous record set in March. More than two-thirds of the nation's $21.5 trillion economy comes from consumer spending, and the cratering retail numbers illustrate the depth of the economic disaster brought on by the pandemic. The U.S. Postal Service is reportedly reviewing its contracts with Amazon, UPS, and FedEx. The Washington Post reporting that the Postal Service has declined to review its delivery package contracts under pressure from President Trump, but nearly a month ago, Trump did threaten to block a $10 billion emergency loan unless the Postal Service did raise its shipping prices on private shipping firms. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
NASCAR adding some races to its upcoming season. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
It will be a summer in the South for NASCAR. The Stock Car Series announced it will stick to Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, Florida, and Alabama for all of their June races, and all of them without fans. NASCAR has now set plans for 20 races, including 9 in the Cup Series, as it returns to the tracks after being shut down for more than 2 months. The Cup Series is scheduled to resume this Sunday at Darlington Raceway and run 4 times in 11 days at the South Carolina track and at Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord, North Carolina. NASCAR then will go to Bristol Motor Speedway on May 31st. The track is only 3 hours driving distance for most of the Charlotte area-based teams.
A new study says 1 in 4 restaurants in America will not reopen after the pandemic. The reservation service Open Table saying some restaurants that are now closed or doing takeout only might never reopen. The National Restaurant Association, estimating its members have lost $80 billion over the past 2 months. The U.S. Postal Service is reportedly reviewing its contracts with shipping companies, including Amazon, UPS, and FedEx. The Washington Post reporting the Postal Service has decided to review its delivery package contracts under pressure from President Trump. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, and it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, the basis of this. Again, like in any kind of operation, you have to be fixed on your objective. And our objective is that America must return to the truth. This is why we have the America that we have today. I mean, and what's being exposed bigly, as President Trump would put it, is the level of corruption and what happens when you abandon truth and it becomes relative. You know, come on, who are we fooling here? I mean, it just doesn't work. It's never worked in any kind of society, and we're living proof of that. Once again, repeating the very thing in history that you think we would avoid, and why we need to be consummate purveyors of history, so that we make sure that we're not having to relearn the lessons. But here we are once again in the middle of this big bucket of gum brought to you by deception, by all this obfuscation, and you can't handle the truth kind of stuff that has us locked down. And look what is going on right now in regard to the unmasking. Something that we had talked about, Sarah Carter was on with us years ago and has been back several times, and John Solomon as well. The two of them have been, you know, kind of the Batman and Robin, purveyors and fighters of, this whole deal, because this is all part and parcel of the level of corruption that took place. You had to know, I mean, reasonable people going, wait a minute, like we were talking with Liz Peek earlier, that if you had initially maybe a dozen people, less than a dozen, maybe it was a half dozen, people that were authorized to unmask names, you know, this is how tight this thing was supposed to be. And in the waning months of the Obama administration, he makes it possible that you can unmask to your heart's delight, and we're going to broaden the number of people. I mean, and you've heard the names. I mean, it went beyond, well beyond the six. I mean, now you got Susan Rice able to unmask. You've got Samantha Power, Powell able to unmask. I mean, it's just, on and on. I mean, and then she, Samantha Power, I should say, the U.N. ambassador, and she goes and says, well, it wasn't me. I didn't know. I mean, there was hundreds of requests in her name, but she insists it wasn't her. It was somebody else that took her identity. Really? I mean, you're going to take, in the White House, you're going to be able to take somebody's identity at that level? You got to be kidding me. So it was, unmasking Wallapalooza that took place. And, and now things are being hidden in and around. Now, there must be something incredibly devious all tied into this. And maybe we have stumbled on that key thread that really goes, to the mother lode of all this corruption that took place in the previous regime. And don't think that it was just under Obama's administration, just like it wasn't just Richard Nixon and what happened in the Nixon administration. This is what happens when you begin to miss the mark and you don't correct. Once you start to miss the mark and as you start to go by in time, as the Bible would say, because sin is not dealt with immediately, because it isn't, you know, we hide it, we lie to ourselves and whatever. And because it's not dealt with then at that moment, it gets more complicated. And the web, the network wrapped around to protect that sin. And also what happens, it's like a software, if you can imagine, in your computer. It starts accepting things that relate to it, right? So things of like mind, things that have similitude in there. It's like a honeypot. And this is what happens when we start doing things that are devious and sin-related. It just compounds because birds of a feather flock together. So we start bringing this in, and it gets worse and worse. This is why I've maintained, and it always causes me to take pause when people talk about the FBI. And they say, well, that's just the top 1%. It's really 99% of the downline. You know, they're all finding, well, who knows? I mean, are you kidding me? That is such a weak anecdotal statement. We don't know, but I can tell you, being around organizations most of my life, it always goes from the top down. The top sets the example. And so even though I'm sure there are, you know, there are people within the FBI and in our intelligence community that still hold on to their integrity, I'm not saying they're without integrity altogether, but I got to imagine the grief they must be going through in knowing that this is what they have to live with. In order to have a job, go along to get along, you know, God forbid if you want to be promoted, because if you want to be promoted, then you find yourself being more like that 1% that you said was only 1%. And next thing you know, it's all over you. This is just natural. This is what happens. But you see, if we don't protect, I would say, that small percentage of people who have integrity and that want to do the right thing for all the right reasons, we're not protecting them. And the media is not protecting them, you know, protecting them from the James Comey and the, you know, the Andrew McCabe's and those that have been, you know, sadly corrupted. And the thing is that what do we gain from that? You know, we lose out because you've got one time quality people that had something to offer, you know, to us and to the government. They've become corrupt. And so what are we going to do about the future James Comey's and the future Andrew McCabe's and Peter Strokes and Lisa Page and on and on? What are we going to do? What are we going to do for the future aspiring, you know, our children, the next generation who want to be servants of the FBI, servants of the people? What are we doing for them? What kind of legacy are we leaving if we don't take this head on and deal with it now? There's no question it's going to be a mess because this has been going on for decades. And it happened, you know, we thought we, I don't know, I think we fooled ourselves in thinking back in the early 70s with J. Edgar Hoover that we took care of the problem. We didn't. And it was just too much for the people to handle. Of course, that's what the bureaucrats said. You know, we can't handle that truth. You know, remember the old saying. And, you know, little do they know, the people of America we're hungry for the truth. Because it's not only in our institutions, it goes all the way back to our very selves, you know, our families, our communities. I mean, it all drills down. We can't think that it just is up, you know, with the elite there in D.C. that we're not affected by it. It goes down the line. We're all affected by it. And if we think that it's okay for people to cheat, then it's okay for us to cheat on our taxes. You know, there's little things that you do. It's okay, you know, to cheat on government guidance or advisement because it doesn't matter. But then we do this, and we do it all at a risk of somebody, even to the point right now as we're coming out of the effects of the coronavirus and beginning to open up again. You know, we need to really have a tight rein and a high level of self-responsibility in how we do this, that we're not irresponsibly participating in the recurrence of this disease or harming somebody else. And this is what we the people represent. You know, as I said in a commentary here this past week at reactionarytimes.com, is that there are moments and time and choices that come about for every generation. And I believe this is the moment and choice that is before us this day. Is this generation really going to, like the previous greatest generation that stood for life, are we going to stand for life? It really comes down to this. Again, are we choosing death or are we choosing life? And anything that is outside of the truth promotes death, ultimately, in one form or another. So we've got a serious choice to make. And in this moment of time, which is significant, I believe, my hope is that we could be the next greatest generation and the legacy of a great America we pass on to the next generation.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Matt Bellis is joining us now with Reopen Pennsylvania. He's the founder and organizer of what is all the, combating the insanity of Governor Tom Wolf's draconian measures and what he's been thrusting upon the people there in Pennsylvania. And Matt has all the details for us. Matt, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Apologies about the dog who wants to be on air as well.
Well, that's okay. We love dogs, so they're always welcome here. So, hey, COVID-19, opens up everything anymore. I have to laugh, Matt, because I'm watching, some of these, talented anchors that haven't been able to color their hair or cut their hair, and they're looking ever so natural, and, cats are running across the camera, and dogs and everything else, and it just I think adds a little bit of the charm to somewhat less than the charming experiences we've been going through with COVID-19. So tell him he's welcome. He's good. He's okay. It's good to have him on the show too.
I will.
Hey, so we've been reading and hearing so much about what Governor Tom Wolf has been doing to the citizens of Pennsylvania. Tell our audience what's going on and your efforts with Reopen Pennsylvania.
Well, we have had a governor who has brought on himself an amount of power that has frankly been unprecedented in this state and in the country, if not for the other governors who are doing it as well. The governor is using a law that was meant for disaster relief for a specific area for a specific time, and he has cordoned off an amount of power for 90 days to have almost complete and total control over the state. And only those of us who are willing to stand up against him and call him out on it and say that, hey, Governor, we are a people that is a representative commonwealth, and you're not even working with the General Assembly of Pennsylvania and working with the people that we have duly elected to represent us. So no longer are we a representative commonwealth. We have reverted back to prior 1776, where we have a ruling class in PA again. So we're really dealing with a situation that is untenable.
Now, is this being taken to the courts?
We do have attorneys in Pennsylvania who have contacted the Supreme Court. They're making their filings now. They're going through the process. There was an emergency, I don't know if you would call it a junction or what exactly, but there was an emergency appeal that was denied, but it's still making its way through the Supreme Court, and it looks like it may be taken up. We will see. But there are many attorneys who are turning towards the governor and saying, what you're doing is frankly unconstitutional. You don't have the ability and the right to do these things, and frankly, the things that you've been doing are in immoral danger. There are things that he has done and made decisions that have really taken the power upon himself and put people's lives at risk far beyond what COVID-19 would do.
Well, you say that. Like, what is he doing? Is he doing the same thing the Governor Cuomo is doing and the Governor of New Jersey in terms of sending COVID patients to nursing homes as well?
Exactly. There was a push by the Secretary of Health and the Governor to put COVID-19 patients in nursing facilities. The people who are the most vulnerable amongst us, the people that we should be protecting, the people that we should be looking after, he is not looking after, protecting, or making sure that the vulnerable are taken care of. There was an instance in Cumberland County where the coroner said that there was about 14 deaths out of one facility in a very short time period, and that the state should come and test that facility to make sure that everything is copacetic or if that COVID-19 was there, and they refused to do the testing. Now, that tells you something right there.
Exactly. Boy, I'll tell you, can you say liability? I mean, how do they escape liability on this? I mean, it's one thing to be culpable, another thing to be liable.
Well, and I think that's the issue that we're fighting against whenever so many people are talking about this issue, because there are people on the opposing side who don't want to reopen, who are supporting the governor. And I have to turn to them and say, listen, you want this to be done for safety and security reasons, yet under this governor, the safety and security has been removed.
Exactly.
A better opportunity for individuals to take care of this issue rather than one person by dictate and fiat.
What about the sheriffs, the local sheriffs? How are they responding to this, Matt?
Well, in my county of Lancaster, I actually got a chance to speak with the sheriff, and he signed on to the commissioner's letter saying that we're going to start opening up processing, the open up process on May 15th, which is this Friday, kind of flouting what the governor said in June 4th. They said, no, we've got to do it now, and we've got to do it very soon. And so I had a chance to talk to the sheriff, and he's not going to uphold or try to arrest anybody for any laws that might go against what the governor has seen. And because the commissioners and the sheriffs and others in other counties have stood up against it, the businesses, the commissioners, the people of Pennsylvania get called selfish cowards by this governor. Right. And frankly, we've just had enough.
Well, you know, he's sealing his fate politically, I believe, because for him to abandon the Constitution, unless, you know, there's something has happened in Pennsylvania I'm not aware of, that the majority of Pennsylvania would turn their back on the U.S. Constitution. I mean, the sheriff, that is that's their main job. I mean, they are, you know, next to we the people, they're our first line of defense when it comes to our constitutional rights and be defenders thereof, of it. And so they're taking a stand. Now, Governor Wolf, with what he's doing here, which sadly seems to be pretty representative of, you know, probably about 90% of the Democratic governors. I mean, they are somewhat in this zip code in employing draconian measures that the people are revolting. And this is what we see every night on TV at the Capitol steps, buildings of these democratically draconian run states that want to exercise and abandon you know, constitutional rights, and the citizens are revolting against it. And God bless them for doing that. And God bless you, Matt, for, you know, for leading the way and, you know, to this, you know, this group and this organization, Reopen Pennsylvania, because whether it's Reopen Pennsylvania, you know, we got to reopen other states as well that are falling victims to this draconian, you know, just irresponsible pressure that's being placed upon its citizens.
And this Friday, we're coming out as a protest at noon on the Capitol steps of Harrisburg to tell the governor to give up these emergency powers, work with the General Assembly of Pennsylvania, they're our duly elected representatives, and stop working, frankly, with the governors from New York, New Jersey, Delaware, and et cetera. It's time to focus on Pennsylvania, how we're going to do it responsibly, safely, but we need to get this economy back up and running, and we're just more than happy to be a landing place for everybody in Pennsylvania who actually does want to reopen. So
now you've got, and
we're giving us the opportunity to say.
Well, excellent, and you've got a lot of support here as well. You've got Danny DeVito's going to be there, Attorney Mark Scaring, and Scaringy, right?
Scaringy.
Yes, and many others that are going to be there. I mean, this is awesome that they're all coming, you know, in the name of the U.S. Constitution to hold this governor in account. Now, what happens if Governor Wolf just says, ain't going to happen?
We'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. Provided enough fodder and firewood, frankly, for the flames of freedom to be scorching higher and higher. And if ever he comes away from Friday saying, no, I'm going to maintain my gubernatorial emergency powers, then we'll have some decisions to make at that point. But frankly, the counties are going in the right direction, not paying attention to the governor's orders, opening for their people, doing it in a very lawful and respectable and organized manner. So we very much appreciate those commissioners who are willing to do that. And we just need to keep this as local as possible and apply the pressure to the individual commissioners to start opening up these counties. So if the governor doesn't want to listen, we have other ways to make sure that we're going to reopen the state.
Well, Pennsylvania, you know, as your motto states, virtue, liberty, independence. Boy, this is a direct smack against its virtual DNA of this state. And, you know, again, Matt, God bless you for being an example to the other states around the country that, you know, the governors are trying to hold hostage and hold off their constitutional rights. But, you know, the people must speak and stand up, because we've got to get this country open again. We've got to get people back to work, and you know, we can multitask. And if they want more information, the website they can go to, Matt.
Just on Facebook, Reopen PA is the private group. So if you want to join that, just go to Facebook.com, Reopen PA.
Matt Bellis, founder and organizer of Reopen PA. Matt Bellis, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much. They just don't like it for whatever reason. Well, great news. You're not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with more than 400,000 members. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. You can save a lot. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House expected to vote today on a massive new stimulus bill in the face of the pandemic. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers. But it's unlikely to ever be taken up by the U.S. Senate, and even if it was and it passed, the president says he would veto that measure. A new poll finds fewer Americans practicing social distancing. The Gallup survey says 58% of people surveyed say they're completely or mostly isolating themselves. That's down from 68% just a few weeks ago. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred optimistic that the MLB will play an abbreviated schedule this season.
We are making plans about playing in empty stadiums.
USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in specifics. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, contracting and treating COVID-19 can be worrisome for people with diabetes, as these individuals are more likely to experience complications. With this in mind, Eli Lilly and Company and Beyond Type 1, a diabetes advocacy group, are working to ensure that people living with diabetes are prepared to manage their condition throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Lilly recently introduced the new Lilly Insulin Value Program, allowing anyone with commercial insurance or who is uninsured to fill their monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Beyond Type 1 is also addressing the medical considerations of people with diabetes, providing the community the information they need to proactively care for their health amid the COVID-19 crisis. Did you know that Beyond Type 1 provides tips for people living with diabetes to proactively care for their health during the COVID-19 crisis? They can ward off respiratory system threats by practicing simple habits that we'll be talking about. And Lilly introduced last month the Lilly Insulin Value Program, allowing anyone, as I mentioned, using commercial insurance as well as the uninsured, to fill monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35 with a copay card. I mean, this is great news, and I had to repeat that once again because that is such a tremendous offer from Lilly. With us is Andy Vaccari. He's the Senior Director and U.S. Brand Leader of Insulins with Eli Lilly and Company, and Dr. Ann Peters, Beyond Type 1 Science Advisory Committee. Dr. Peters and Andy, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Peters, first question is for you. Are people with diabetes more susceptible to COVID-19, as we suggested?
Well, we don't know for sure if they're more susceptible, but we do know for sure that people with diabetes tend to get worse if they get sick. Mm-hmm. So we want people with diabetes to avoid getting sick in the first place, but if they get sick and then they're in the hospital, they tend to do worse.
So what are the medical, you know, considerations that someone with diabetes should keep in mind during this COVID-19 crisis?
So one of the things we know is that the higher the blood sugars, the worse people do. And so people with diabetes should all endeavor to bring their glucose levels down and keep them down so that they stay far away from being badly sick. But we also want to make sure people with diabetes don't run out of what they need to treat their diabetes. So they need to make sure that they have all their medications, their insulin, their glucose checking machine, everything they need to keep themselves safe and healthy with their diabetes. And finally, I really encourage people to eat right and exercise, just because that all helps their diabetes and helps their health. And all of these things will help them do better if they do get sick.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Peters, because of all the information that's out there, you know, people are very worried. They're fearful about social interaction. Social distancing is a big thing. I mean, you know, the idea that, you know, we're told not to touch people, you know, do things that have been counterintuitive. I mean, things that have been, you know, encouraging for us is human touch. And now we have to social distance, and social interaction is all in consideration. So for people with diabetes, what should be their sensitive level regarding, you know, social interaction?
Well, I tend to follow, you know, common sense guidelines, but it is very important to socially distance because that helps prevent the spread of the virus. But I tell people to create their bubbles, and their own family can be a bubble that they think of as safe.
Yes.
And then they can see people but keep a distance. So people in California are, you know, always, you know, having events, not events, but they're seeing friends where they have lawn chairs and they space them far apart. And people need people, but you just don't want to be too close to people so that you get infected. So, you know, we've had a lot of it out here in Los Angeles. So people really are socially distancing and, you know, slowing down the spread of the virus. So it works. But, you know, people do have to do it, especially with diabetes, because people with diabetes may do worse if they get sick. So I encourage people to avoid exposure, but continue to be connected.
Well, Andy, Eli Lilly and Company has been in the news. Well, I'll tell you, the company has just, you know, I believe done a yeoman's job in attacking, you know, this pandemic and being a part of the solution. I got to imagine for anybody associated with Eli Lilly right now, they've got to be proud to be associated with the company.
For sure. Yeah, I think it's just consistent with the principles and the behaviors we've seen over 144 years of existence. So not necessarily a new behavior, but absolutely, Bill, I think proud of the response from our very senior leadership all the way down to some of the most junior people and stepping in, and whether it's through volunteering, whether it's through the testing that we've been doing statewide, and then also certainly with the part that we can play with healthcare professionals when it comes to helping people afford their insulin.
Well, speaking of insulin specifically, Andy, is there a shortage in the United States of Lilly insulin?
Not at all. In fact, since this COVID pandemic started, we've had no disruptions to our manufacturing supply. We did see a significant increase in ordering from wholesalers, and we were able to fulfill all of those without a problem. As you might imagine, after manufacturing insulin for nearly 100 years, we've got a pretty sophisticated process and the ability to anticipate and manage. And we do keep what we call safety stock. And essentially, if something catastrophic happened or in the events like this, whether it be a pandemic, hurricanes, earthquakes, things like that, we're able to respond very quickly. And so, in short, Bill, we've had no disruptions and don't anticipate any disruptions. And I think that's important to help quell any fears from those in the community.
Well, Andy, I was really excited to read about the Lilly Insulin Value Program. What a great idea and a blessing to the community and those that are, you know, dependent on this insulin. So who qualifies for the insulin affordability solutions that Lilly is offering?
As you mentioned, so anybody that has commercial insurance of any form, and then also those that are uninsured, which unfortunately right now with job losses and what we're seeing across the nation, that number continues to grow. So both those two groups of individuals can't participate in this program. Those that are not eligible, and it's simply for legal purposes, were just precluded by government law from those that are in Part D or any other government assistance from being able to participate in the $35 copay opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So how can people who need help affording Lilly insulin access your affordability options?
The best way is to call into the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. So that's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's staffed by healthcare professionals. The reason we want people to call into it, and that number is 833-808-1234, is we know, one, that it's just a healthcare in general, pandemic or not, can be complex for people to navigate. And so we want to take care of not just that immediate need, for example, this $35 card, but if they have needs beyond just this $35 card, we can get them access to completely free insulin in cases where they qualify, and also get them into programs if they don't have a healthcare professional. There's roughly 200 clinics that we partner with around the country to provide free insulin, and then also there is care available to them. So that jump-off point will allow the healthcare professional to triage their individual needs so that they can get those met.
Yeah, this is really important for people who have an urgent need for insulin and nowhere else to turn to, maybe because of a lost job. This is why the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center is so critical and a number that you should have handy and know, because the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center can provide immediate help. Again, remind people of that phone number that they should have handy, Andy.
You bet. It's 1-833-808-1234, and that's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Bill, one of my favorite things that I do is I listen to those calls frequently to make sure we are servicing people as best we can. And some of the ones we've gotten recently are pretty powerful when you just people losing a job and they are literally at their wit's end. Mm-hmm. And when they understand that they'll be able to get stay on their insulin that they've been taking for so long, and if not qualify for free insulin, get it for $35 a month. There's a sense of relief in the voice.
Exactly. Dr. Ann, I'm going to give you the last word here as we wrap things up. Tell people where they can go for more information.
Where to go for more information is that there's a website, coronavirusdiabetes.org, that is an excellent website to go for information. So I would urge people to look there if they want to know more.
And Andy, you have a website as well, too, right?
Absolutely. So if the 800 number is not something people can access, they can go to insulinaffordability.com if it's about insulin. And if it's with regard to COVID-19, lilly.com is always an option.
Well, you got it. Excellent. Andy, Dr. Peters, thank you so much for being with us. Stay well and safe.
Thank you.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? And the VA, along with Prevents, is calling for you to help inspire a national challenge. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Post a photograph or video on your social media channels of what you are doing to take care of yours and your fellow veterans' emotional well-being. Show us what works for you. It might be yoga, painting, running, singing, video chatting with loved ones, walking your dog, baking cookies, movie time with your family. One size does not fit all, but we all need to practice things that helps maintain good mental health during this challenging time. Be creative, serious, funny, or touching. Hashtag more than ever before and challenge your friends, colleagues, and family members to join the challenge. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, it's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law, number 603-D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Well, Ted, we have a homeschooling mom, and she's faithful to teach about hanging prepositions. I mean, you hang a preposition around that household, I'm telling you, it's instant time out. Right, Julie Batura?
Oh, that's correct. Very much so.
Hey, it's good to have you on. Julie Batura joins us. She's a mom homeschool teacher and recovering oboist. You know, you are the first. You are the first recovering oboist I've had the honor to speak with. What do you do? Like every once in a while, I mean, do you find yourself on top of Pikes Peak there in Colorado Springs and your husband has to chase you down because he can hear an oboe slightly flanked, you know, like the sounds of music coming out of Pikes Peak or what?
Well, they probably get tired of hearing me playing oboe concertos quite a bit. So that's probably the worst thing.
Well, excellent. Well, good for you. But even still, in this downtime, if it whatever it takes to get through these challenging times, if it's just relenting to the call of the oboe, why not? Right?
That's right.
I say.
I'm
all
probably
right.
The only one in America doing that, but.
Well, I'm sure there's others, but, you know, just like yourself, I mean, you're coming out in front of God and everybody now on a national radio show.
Yeah.
Admitting your weakness, we'll pray for you constantly afterwards. But how much fun is that? Well, Julie, no doubt, typical of many households who have children at home, and the parents have said, wow, you know, I didn't know how to spell homeschooling, much less be a homeschooling mom or parent, but they're learning. And, you know, I'm hearing across the spectrum here of families are going, you know, this homeschooling thing might make some more sense here. You know, let's talk about this before we get into the survival tips that you want to share with us. What are you hearing?
Yes, I have heard that. In fact, I heard my son's guitar teacher tell him that the other day. They're doing guitar on Discord, and I thought, well, I need to tell him. I'm happy to talk to him or his wife. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think is best. Before you research, I mean, researching is probably the second thing you need to do. Find someone who homeschools and talk to them. I have met so many people. I've been homeschooling since our son was in kindergarten. He's 14 now. Mm-hmm. And just tell them what it's like, how we do it, what good curriculum, that kind of thing. So talk to someone. If someone's listening and they know no one, they can look me up on Twitter, on Facebook. I would be happy to talk to someone. And then what's very important, too, every state has its own laws. Mm-hmm. So you have to go and find out. You can find it on the Internet, obviously, and call them. Ask them for advice. Every state has lists of what their laws and what their rules are, and it's important, obviously, to follow those. There are very different laws across the country, so you need to know those. And then each state probably has a homeschooling organization that can also help with whatever grade your child is in and what you need to accomplish for them, especially high school kids. There's transcripts and things like that. So those would probably be the two things to do if there are parents who are interested in homeschooling in the fall.
Well, Julie, I can tell you, I was thrust into a homeschooling teaching position with our daughter. I was a single dad at the time, and we had to make a decision. And it was like, okay, we're going to do this. Now, keep in mind, at the time, I'm running a radio station in Los Angeles that's about an hour away. So I'm taking train every day and managing that and taking on the responsibility of homeschooling curriculum and all the follow-up and everything, and God bless the network. The network of people, you know, the curriculum software that was available, and, you know, thank God we were able, and my daughter and I together, we were able to get her, and she graduated. She did very well.
Wow.
And, you know, and of course you go into this with fear and trembling, you know, am I going to damage this child? And, you know, what are we going to do here? You know, whatever you do, just don't mess this thing up. And understanding to begin with that my time was already under so much demand.
Yes.
How could I take on what I saw at the very beginning as being a formidable objective here? But again, by prayer, the grace of God, a support team, a network, like you said, a community network that was there that we were able to plug into of other homeschoolers, and we survived.
Good for you. Well, what an amazing story. That's really wonderful. And it is true. Homeschoolers love to talk about homeschooling. So just like anyone who is an expert in something, they like to help others. And so homeschoolers do love to help others get started. Yeah. I felt the same way. As soon as we had our first son, we put him on the list for the very popular charter school here in town. And over time, we felt called to homeschool. And then just before he started kindergarten, I got a call from that school saying, there's a place for Riley.
Yes.
And I had
Riley,
to say,
I love Riley. That's great.
I had to say, I mean, I gritted my teeth and I said, oh, we decided to homeschool. And I got off with that phone call knowing that the chance is gone. And same thing, what am I going to do? I'm going to ruin him. But he's fine. In fact, he's a freshman in high school. He is free to take some college classes in the fall. He can skip college algebra. So he's doing great.
Wow.
We have two who are severely dyslexic children. They are 8 and 9, and I only found out last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so with homeschool, I can take it slow with them, and I researched and talked and learned how to teach them. And so I get some help outside of homeschool with them, too. So
Julie, especially in cases like that where there are learning disabilities, I mean, these teachers today, I mean, look, I gotta tell you, I'm spoiled so many ways to Sunday because I was raised by nuns. And we had 63 kids in the classroom, okay?
Wow.
And these nuns in my last 2 years, they were teaching, you know, a 7th, 8th grade combo. So here you got all these kids, you got the 7th grade class, you got the 8th grade class, all in the same room. I mean, it was nuts. And these nuns were incredible. In fact, when I transitioned into a public school environment, I was almost a year ahead of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I was blessed. I mean, I was so blessed to have that kind of education. And in today's environment with these teachers and the incredible job and pressure for them to perform under, all it takes is one or two kids that are a little bit of a high maintenance proposition, and it throws everything into a spin. And, oh, yeah, let's talk about, you know, people who are coming into the country that's English is not even their first language. And they have to, you know, they have to manage and you know, juggle that challenge with the child, you know, coming into the classroom at the expense of all the other kids. This is really difficult. And this is why, you know, another reason why I've become a champion for homeschooling, because look at, you got a parent, one child or two children. Cause I did tell you about the success of our daughter. Now my son is a different story because, he was a pill. And it was really a constant uphill battle for this kid. And even in spite of my incompetence in trying to get him over the hump, he is still, he operates at a level, and people go, this kid who has had really little formal education should not be operating at the level that he operates. I said, well, it scares me to even think what his IQ is, because it has to be off the charts, because he's so... He is so good, so high functioning, so intelligent that, you know, it's like he doesn't, even to this day, he doesn't have a high school degree, and people are blown away at how, you know, how effective he is, even as a communicator, in all those levels that you would want when a kid graduates from high school or even college to be able to do. He's rolling along. So in spite of his father's incompetence to get him through the homeschooling experience, he's still doing okay.
Well, that's a wonderful story, too. And you obviously are not incompetent. You have done a great job with him. I know when you have dyslexia, in fact, it's not even a disability. It is just a learning difference. And yes. My kids, those boys are wildly creative. They're willing to learn. They're eager. They're very smart, extremely intelligent. But they're just learning differently, and they need somebody to accept that learning difference and help them along.
It's hard for an everyday classroom for a teacher to understand that. You've been able to get through that process. I mean, you love your boys, and you're going through it, and you realize, and thank you for saying that it's not a disability, and I didn't mean to classify it as such. No, really, because that's, you know, what we find out, interestingly enough, the things that we identify sometimes in life as disabled, we realize that we're the ones that are disabled. That the other
right.
ones are the ones that are doing fine, you know, so.
That's right. When we hear about some of extremely famous, wildly creative people, and mm-hmm. hear that they have dyslexia, like Steven Spielberg or
yes.
Keira Knightley, you think, wow, they are so intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the opportunity. So, again, these survival tips, okay, for these parents that are during, you know, this coronavirus going through. I mean, in some states, Julie, they're talking, they're not even going to open up, you know, maybe not till next year. I mean, this is, you know, these are going to be some tough decisions for parents to make now.
They are. It is a tough decision. And I think parents, first of all, give yourself a lot of grace, because this was unplanned. And it's tiring. You become weary. I've been doing it for many years, and I become weary. So I just want to encourage parents to relax and remember that kids learn. They are made to learn. They love to learn. They're creative. And so let them play more. Let them be bored more. It's proven that boredom leads to learning. Boredom leads to, but they do have to learn. So they do have to have their school. So
exactly.
at this end of the year, I would say don't stop. You may have hit a wall, but it's okay to limp to the finish. My husband has run 80 marathons, and
yes.
I did not come by that trait naturally to don't quit, never give up, but he did. I mean,
he's
literally
been the example.
Has that in him.
Exactly.
Yeah, and in the 20th mile, he says the 20th mile of a marathon, everybody wants to quit. Your body just says give up.
Yep,
and
exactly.
And he says if you try
Well, Julie,
through,
we got to leave it there. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you again. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
And the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not.